Coming up on episode number 234, well, we're back after a couple days hiatus with an all-request show, some stuff that you've called in or written in asking to hear. There's a couple things in here, a couple songs that have some less than savory words in them, so you may want to keep this episode away from the kids. And we'll end it all with, yes, a musically challenged from Moment of Minutia. All this and more coming up tonight on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is August 24th, 2006. My name is Brian Ebbett, and welcome back to another edition of Coverville. Yeah, I took a couple of days off there, a couple of episodes off, just to kind of take care of some stuff around the house. My son started the fourth grade this week, and so that's been taking up a lot of my time, kind of getting him ready for that. Also, tonight we're going to have a giveaway, courtesy of Koch Records. We're going to have a giveaway for some Duran Duran tribute albums. It's a compilation CD of 15, count them, 15 covers of Duran Duran classics. So we'll have those coming up just a little bit later in the show, as well as Musically Challenged with Tina a little bit later. But first, in my best Chenbot voice, we're going to go with a song that I've gotten so many requests for in the past week. You guys found this, and I was emailed by no less than probably 10 of you about this song. So let's get right to it, shall we? This is a fine guitarist named Matt Weddle doing an incredible job with Outkast's Hey Ya in an acoustic style right now on Coverville.
Around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. And by does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how. And hey, 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 you think you got it. Oh, you think you got it, but got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all. We get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say that nothing is forever, oh, the what makes, the what makes, the what makes, the what makes love the exceptions. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh. Are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here? And hey, 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 hey. just a few seconds here. Don't make me break it down for nothing. I wanna see you all on your all's baddest behavior. Love me some sugar. I am your neighbor. Shake, 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 shake,
Hi, this is Jordan from Charlottesville, Virginia. Just wanted to let you know I really enjoy the Coverville podcast. Wanted to make a request. I know you've played some Goldfinger in the past, quite a while ago, I think. But wanted to see if you could find a cover they played of Duran Duran, Rio. I think it'll be something a little bit different for you. Talk to you soon, and again, I enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
You're like a bird of paradise. Serious green smile, I suppose it's very nice. With a step to the left and a step to the right, you catch your mirror way out west. But now you're something special and you look like you're the best.
From the Duran Duran tribute album, Ah, you know, okay, I thought it was going to end a lot sooner than that. From the Duran Duran tribute album, which came out in 1997. See, now you know I do this live and not in GarageBand. That is Goldfinger with their version of Rio, originally by Duran Duran. Now, they cover two other songs in that track, and that is actually going to be the basis for the concert or the contest. I've got 4 copies of the Duran Duran tribute album, courtesy of Koch Records, K-O-C-H Records. Check them out online. I want you to email me and let me know the two other songs besides Rio, which is kind of the obvious one, that they cover in that song. You can, tell me song title and performer. Send that email to coverpod@gmail.com. And what I'll do is, let's see, the first 4 people to email me the answer after, because I know that you guys don't listen to this show right away, so let's give you a little bit of time. The first 4 people to email me after Sunday morning at midnight, you know, the first second of Sunday, basically, I'll just check the logs and see when you email me. But don't email me until Sunday morning at 12:01 a.m. Is that pretty clear? 12:01 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And yes, I know I'm Mountain, but everybody seems to know Eastern. So 12:01 Eastern. And the first 4 people to get the answer correct will win a copy of the Duran Duran tribute album, courtesy again of Koch Records. All right, that was a request from Jordan, who called in for that one. Before that, you heard Hey Ya, performed by Matt Weddle, a nice acoustic version of it. And that was suggested, I've got a few of the names of the people who suggested it. Dan Johnson, of course, from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Brian O., Polly Coconuts, I always love hearing from Polly Coconuts. Sounds like he should be on the Sopranos or something. And David Harden. Thank you, guys. Just a few of the people who suggested I check that out. Let's see. Let's jump into the next track here. Speaking of acoustic tracks, this was a request by Monica. And she, first off, she let me know about Weeds on Showtime, which is, you know, everything I hear about is that it's a really good show. We don't have Showtime. I won't even go into the details on that, but we did have it for a while, and and we got rid of it. But apparently Weeds is a new series that's on there that is really kicking butt. And what they're going to do this season is set up several recording artists to cover little boxes originally by Melvina Reynolds, and each opening will be covered by a different artist. They've got a couple members of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Death Cab for Cutie, Elvis Costello, who I've heard of, Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley, oh wow, even Tim DeLauder of the Polyphonic Spree. Now I really have to check it out. So I'm going to see what I can do about getting a hold of that. In the meantime, I'm going to play her other request. She wanted to hear a Dolly Parton cover performed by Frente. I love the vocals of the band Frente. Here is the cover of Here You Come Again. This comes from the CD single that came out in 1992 for their track Accidentally Kelly Street. Here's Here You Come Again. And there you go.
Again. Just when I began to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you'd done before, and wrap my heart around your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies. And pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile and smile, and there goes all my defenses. Just leave it up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind and filling up my senses. Here you come back in, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. And here I go. Here you come again. smile that smile that goes all my defenses. Just leave it up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind and filling up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. And here I go, oh, oh, oh. Here you come again, here I go. And here I go, oh.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes, Mrs. Wagner's pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces, she said man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat, she said, we smoked the last one an hour ago. So I gazed at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America. Oh, come to look for America.
From the 9/11 Memorial Concert, the Concert for New York City, that's David Bowie with his version of Simon and Garfunkel's America. That is a request going out to Anne and her dad, Kevin. who said that, you know, you should have had this in the Simon and Garfunkel cover story. You know what? That is such a beautiful rendition. I didn't have that CD until just recently. I did pick it up. And I debated on whether or not to plan for a Coverville, like a 9/11 tribute. You know what? I'm not going to do it because I feel like Coverville is a place you go to escape from escape from everything you see on TV and everything you hear on the radio. And there's going to be plenty of tributes on TV and on the radio and stuff. Not that I think that, you know, it's not something to be memorialized. I absolutely do. And I, you know, can't even tell you, you know, I actually came pretty close to being on a flight to New York that morning. Not one of the flights that was in danger, but I was on my way to the airport when that all happened. So, yeah, that definitely strikes a chord with me. So anyway, long story short, I don't plan on having a special 9/11 show unless there's demand for it. If you guys want a special kind of 9/11 show, some songs about New York, some songs about America, let me know. Let me know what you think. You can email me or call the request line or post a message on the weblogs, and I'll give you all the details of that later on in the show. All right, coming up now, I want to talk a little bit about my host. Just for, you know, 10 seconds here, the host I use is Bluehost.com. They host all of the older files for Coverville, as well as the website itself. And I talk about them every once in a while because they do such a great job. Their customer service is excellent, and they keep adding more and more services without adding anything to the price. For example, right now you get 30 gigabytes of space, 2,500 email accounts, 750 gigabytes of transfer. So if you've got a podcast, that is a lot of bandwidth to use for your hosting. You don't have to worry about running out of bandwidth, as well as, you know, additional things like CGI, Perl scripts, MySQL, front page extensions, et cetera, et cetera. And all this is like for $6.95 a month. Do me a favor, if you do decide to sign up with them, use the link on my website on coverville.com. Not only does that let them know that you came from Coverville, it also does throw me a little bit of a kickback. So I'll be honest with you, I do get a little affiliate money, but I would recommend these guys even if I didn't see a dime from them. All right, moving on to another request here. This is something that came in just recently. When did he request it? It was, there it is. Andrew suggested this one. It's a cover version of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Down on the Corner, performed here by the Goo Goo Dolls, and you're going to recognize that it's not the usual lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. This is Lance Diamond providing vocals on this track. So here are the Goo Goo Dolls with Lance Diamond.
Watch more. Hi, Brian. This is James, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just want to let you know about a wonderful, awesome cover I heard today by a band called Disturbed, covering Genesis, Land of Confusion. And I think it rocks out even better than the original does. Would be muchas gracias if you would play that one on your show. And if you don't have enough to listen to and you absolutely need something else to listen to, you can check out my podcast, Your Freaky Life, at yourfreakylife.be. Thanks again.
Hey, Brian. This is Andre Gauguin from Moncton, New Brunswick. Just calling, commenting on your show 181, the video game cover podcast. Finally, someone out there as weird as I am. I thought the show was brilliant. I was geeking out throughout the entire show. I hope you do that again sometime. I do have a request if you'd like to play it. Recently on their latest album, Disturbed has come out with a cover of Phil Collins' Land of Confusion. And it's an awesome cover of that song. I find that the lead singer has the perfect voice for that song. And if you'd play that, I'd be really appreciative. Keep it up and talk to you later. Bye.
right. That is Disturbed with Land of Confusion from the album 10,000 Fists. Wow, rockin'. That's awesome. That was requested by both James and Andre, who you heard calling in there. And then before that, we start off the set with Down on the Corner, originally by Creedence Clearwater Revival, but performed there by the Goo Goo Dolls. And a new vocalist there, Lance Diamond, providing vocals. That comes from the album Jed, if you're looking for it. That's where you'll find it. Well, I'm joined by Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I know, we act like we haven't seen each other.
I know. Well, we kind of haven't. I've been working so much. It's ridiculous.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Great. Well, tell the audience what happened. That was weird. Microphone cut out.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. You'll be able to see Tina and I at the Podcast Expo at the end of next month.
Yep, that'll be great.
So if you're wanting to get us to sign your iPod or your laptop or your shirt or your chest or whatever you want, then that's the place to do it.
Speak for yourself.
You're not going to sign anybody's chest?
I don't know. We'll have to see how I feel at that moment.
There you go. Timing-wise, I think it's going to be pretty close to the 250th show of Coverville, so I might try and do something. Might try and do the 250th show from the Expo floor.
Wow, where would you do that?
I don't know, probably somewhere in the trade show area.
Yeah, see if the LA podcasters would let you come in on it.
Maybe if I ask Kush really nicely.
Yeah, I love his show, by the way.
Yeah, I've been getting hooked on it too.
Got to catch up too. I'm behind.
We're talking about Kush, Things I Say. It's a really, really cool show. I actually got turned on to that show by Dan Klass, who does The Bitterest Pill. And it's another Hollywoodite.
Yeah.
Another Lost Angelino.
Yeah, well, we met him last year at the Expo. So, yeah.
So it's fun to, when you can put a face with a voice like that, definitely. Unless it's me. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into... the Musically Challenged segment. This one comes from Moment of Minutia, a new contributor to the Musically Challenged family. By the way, I got an email from somebody asking, hey, do you have to be a podcaster to put together a Musically Challenged? No, absolutely not. If you want to put together a Musically Challenged, just shoot me an email or put it together, record it, send it over to us, and you can pretty much tell from listening to us how they usually go. So let's jump right into it without any more blabber from me.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. It's T. Lloyd from the Moment of Minutia video podcast.
Hey, T. Lloyd.
I want to play a round of Chronology Connection, in which I'm going to play three clips that you have to identify. Find a connection between them, and then put them in chronological order, from oldest to newest, by album release date.
Okay.
Why am I even participating? I'm good at this.
This sounds like it's right up your alley.
You know... It sounds like a Prince song.
It does, yes.
What is it?
Okay, well, this is Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Bet you I know what the next one is. It's going to be Manic Monday by the Bengals. That's my guess.
The first one, I know it's a Prince song, but
yeah,
what?
Yeah, was it You Got the Look? No, it was older than that.
Was it on the Revolution soundtrack?
On the Purple Rain soundtrack?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. This was 1991 or 1990. I'm going to say 1990.
So you think you knew me by then?
Yeah, I think I knew you by then. What'd I tell you?
Yeah.
The Bengals, Manic Monday, this was...
87?
This was on their first album, A Different Light, which came out in 19... Earlier than that, I want to say 80... Maybe 87. I think maybe 86.
Okay.
Because their second album was the one that had...
This should be pretty easy. I'm sure both you and Tina identified all three tracks, but did you find the connection? Were you able to put them in chronological order? You can pause here if you need more time to think and discuss.
Okay.
Okay. So the connection, would it be that Prince wrote all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Oh, thank you. I got it. Well,
you
who
got
knows?
It. And I'm saying that the order is Bangles' Manic Monday, Prince. The Prince track.
And then Sinead.
And what was that Prince track? It was, all right, he's going to tell us.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the answers?
Yeah.
The first clip you heard was Sheena Easton's 1984 hit, Sugar Walls. It's also the first chronologically. However, the second clip was last chronologically. It was Sinead O'Connor's 1990 hit, Nothing Compares to You. The last clip you heard was The Bangles with Manic Monday, which fits in the middle of the timeline at 1985. The connection was that all three songs were written by Prince.
Yay.
In fact, on Sugar Walls, he used the pen name Alexander Nevermind. And on Manic Monday, that was just attributed to Christopher. I also learned something about Nothing Compares to You. It was never recorded by Prince, but Sinead was not the first either. In 1985, three members of The Time recorded it under the name The Family, and their eponymous album never made a splash. Perhaps you might be able to dig up that version for an original bill one of these days. So how did you do on the chronology? I'm going to say you got Sugar Walls and Manic Monday backwards. 1984 and 1985 were busy years for Prince, as his songs were also hits for Chaka Khan with I Feel For You, and Sheila E. with The Glamorous Life. I was very tempted to use the Chaka Khan cover, since I didn't know Prince had written it and recorded it originally. But thinking about it now, I can definitely hear Prince's funky touch all over her version. That's my chronology connection round. If you like the idea of finding a visual connection with music videos, check out www.momentofminutia.com and see what other minute details I'm uncovering in music videos. Brian, thanks for having me as a guest quizmaster on your show this week. I've really enjoyed your show for the last year or so, and I hope to be able to contribute again. My theme music is DJ Dan's Beat to the Bop.
Awesome. Yeah, that was fun. I did check out his podcast. It's perfect for a guy like me who is hooked on VH1 Classic, all the old videos. Like, he had one which had Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy, and King of Wishful Thinking by the group that did We Close Our Eyes.
Boingo Boingo?
No. The other We Close Our Eyes.
I don't know the other. I'm sure I do, but
yeah, you know them.
Huh. It's right up my alley because it's 80s.
It is. It was on the Pretty Woman soundtrack, whatever it was.
I don't know.
King of Wishful Thinking, no.
I don't know.
Not ringing a bell for you? Okay.
No.
Anyway, check out his podcast or his videocast. It's definitely pretty awesome.
How does he do a videocast? Does he show like the videos
he
or clips?
He shows clips from the videos.
Oh.
And then asks you to guess the connection between them.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So it's like a 5-10 minute podcast or video cast?
Yeah, about 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Cool.
Short one.
Perfect for the road.
And T. Lloyd, man, Prince did finally record a version. Well, he recorded a version live after Sinead's version, or after Sinead's release and after The Family's release. I talked about that way, way, way back on an old show when I played the Prince version. But I have been trying to track down a version of that by The Family.
Oh.
And I've never been able to do it. So,
really? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I would too.
I had no idea that it was way back.
I know.
Cool.
I know. Well, I'm playing the theme music just to kind of shut us up.
I know. We're yakking.
All right. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You know, I was thinking while the songs were going there, not only is the 250th show going to be right around the time of the Podcast Expo, but the 2-year anniversary of Coverville is going to be right around that same time too.
That is crazy.
So I kind of have to do something there.
You'd
now.
You better. I kick your butt if you
all
don't.
All right, easy enough.
Do I ever get email, by the way?
No. Do you want email?
I don't know that I could keep up with it.
If you want you want me to give out your email address?
Oh no, they could send it to you. That's perfectly fine.
Right.
You can read it to me.
Just
show
put
me.
Tina in the subject line. Oh, also on that Duran Duran giveaway, put Duran in the subject line, and that way I can find it easily. Send your answers again. Don't send them to coverville@gmail.com. Send them to coverpod, coverpod@gmail.com, and you'll be in the running for if you're one of the first four, you'll get the Duran Duran tribute album courtesy of Koch Records. Just a few of the bands on here: Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake, Jimmy Eat World, and our favorite ABBA our favorite ABBA tribute band Bjorn Again.
I know, they're
here.
Awesome. awesome.
They do a version of Girls on Film. So, yes, an Australian band covering a Swedish band covering a British band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great, though.
All right, we'll be back on Sunday night with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott and Tina.
Yep.
Saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.